I'm not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Introducing Sasha Frank, the series. We're at episode number 69, and as always, I like to give a little recap of last week's episode. If you're like Ariel from The Little Mermaid, then you might have and may today, yesterday, or in the future, find yourself yearning for something far greater than is in your grasp right now. You start to see things that are outside of the realm that you're used to, outside of the scope that your parents were able to travel, outside of the scope that your friends were able to accomplish, you know, dreams that no one could even fathom thinking of being accomplished. You know, sometimes we get to this place where we think that, you know, oh, that's just a dream. You're just supposed to dream these dreams. You're not necessarily supposed to actualize them and act them out and bring them to life. And there comes a point where you realize that in order for you to actually step outside of yourself, outside of your comfort and bring those dreams to life, you have to put action behind those steps. And that's kind of what I want to talk about in this episode, because yes, one of the steps is having that desire to go outside of your comfort zone and go outside of the scope that you're used to. But then timing is everything as well. Just knowing that everything leads up to the next point is such a huge thing. If I look back on my life, when I first graduated college, because I feel like that's when life really began, in a sense, for me, as far as learning, I feel like life after college, moving back home, I had to stay in that place for that certain amount of time so I can learn the art of trust. And it wasn't going to just happen overnight. It was me just, you know, moving forward, knowing or not knowing what was going to take place. It was me just going into places regardless of if I was going to get rejected, taking that leap of faith of, you know, going into the contract jobs and, you know, applying to different agencies, which I learned about through a friend. And because of that, she gave me the idea to apply to not only one, but also places within my area of where I lived. So I started to do that for a while. And, you know, God started to show me that he can actually, you know, build me up financially, you know, to give me this place to be able to save money so that I can get to where I needed to go. And that built up my trust, knowing that God didn't forget about me, knowing that even though my circumstances looked bleak, there was going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, instead of looking at my circumstances once again, I began to just be grateful that even though things weren't always perfect, I was getting exactly what I needed, and that was learning to trust for me. And in those small increments of building my faith and learning to trust in those areas, it was as if it was almost time for me to finally move once again. To move to Los Angeles, finally, outside of my parents' house, I built up enough faith to be able to just move outside of their house, regardless of if I didn't know where my paycheck was going to come from. Because at that time, yes, I had, you know, first and last month's rent, which was good. And then, you know, I had some spare change left over. But I didn't have a job to just, you know, have a foundation in. I didn't have a job. I didn't have that provision. I didn't know where the next paycheck was going to come from. I was just trusting that if I took that step of faith, that if I, you know, searched that place to rent out, if I, you know, searched out the college that I was to go to, that everything would fall into place. And everything began to fall into place. And of course, it didn't happen overnight. But eventually, you know, things started to kind of pan out and I started to get different job, you know, experiences and contract opportunities. And of course, it wasn't consistent, but for the most part, I was provided for that entire time. Then, you know, moving forward, I moved to the next place, provided for that entire time. You know, I had no problems of being late with rent or any of that stuff. I was literally provided for. And so God just really built up my trust, my faith, to trust him, to trust that even though I can't see, he sees everything and that he is putting everything together. And it's all about timing. And so when it was time to once again step out in faith, which would be me going back to school and then me moving back home, I built up another set of faith muscles, I guess you can say, trust muscles in God to be able to, even though at the beginning it was kind of kicking and screaming, I was kicking and screaming internally, but I finally, you know, decided that I was going to go that route. And, God provided for that too. And the funny thing about that is, you know, I couldn't work that entire semester. I couldn't work at all because the schoolwork was just so very tedious and hard, and it was so intense and overwhelming because it was something that I had never learned before. Yes, I might have learned the bare basics, but I never learned any of that stuff. So it was very new to me, and it was needed that I didn't have a job. But still, God provided for me. And, you know, there were some little times in between where we had like a Christmas break and summer break, where I had that spare amount of time where I was able to go off and do a couple contract jobs. But for the most part, like literally God provided for me. I was driving a 30-minute drive every day and I literally was provided for and my bills are paid and all of that stuff. And it took me having the trust or building up trust from the beginning of first, you know, the contract job and then moving to Los Angeles and being dependent on God to provide for me and then going deeper into it all and moving back home and then depending on God to provide for me once again. And he did. So it was all of these things, but it was all about timing because I had to learn it all. And you can't learn it overnight. It's not something that you can do like a recap, or you know how they have those things where instead of reading the book, you can just get a recap of the book and just do like the summary. Well, it's nothing like that. You can't just get the summary of what you're supposed to learn and expect to learn it. You have to actually walk through it. Have you ever found yourself in a space where you had to actually walk through? Maybe you're in that space right now where you're realizing that you're stuck in this place, but it's intentional only because timing is everything. Have you thought of what you need to learn in this process to be able to bring with you into the next chapter that is awaiting? I'm going to give you a few moments to think about that. And you know, the funny thing is, you know, right before I decided that I wanted to go back to school full time, you know, I moved back to Los Angeles. I started school out there, but I found myself feeling like a hamster on a wheel because I was taking the classes that I needed, but there came a point in time where I needed to learn something a little bit more deeper that weren't offered. The classes weren't offered in the evening. And the only way that I was able to do it was to take classes during the day. And the only way I was able to do it is if I were to do it full time or have a job that was flexible. But for the most part, most of my jobs weren't flexible to the point where I can take off for that entire day or entire morning. So I had to get to a place where it was either all or nothing. You know, I could have waited another year, but it would have been another year that went by that I didn't accomplish a goal. And how many times have we been there? I know I've been there multiple times where, you know, I'm waiting for the right time to accomplish something, but I can't do it until I actually take that leap of faith and do that thing, even though it's scary. Otherwise, you know, a year goes by or 2 years, and before you know it, you're like, it's like 10 years that has gone by and you still haven't accomplished that one thing that you could have accomplished if you just would have taken off for, you know, or bit the bullet for like a year or bit the bullet for 6 months or took a part-time job. Like we have to do these and make these sacrifices in order to reach the goals that we want to reach. And the only way to do it is to make a sacrifice. To do something that is out of the ordinary, that's scary, that requires trust, that requires you to step out in faith and believe that, you know, God placed that desire in your heart to go after it, not to let it die in your heart, but to allow it to, you know, to fester up, to build, to be cultivated, to finally come into fruition. But that can only happen if you actually, you know, take the sacrifice, make it a sacrifice, and start taking action steps towards it, as hard as it might be. It's so funny. The other day, my friend, she was talking about her nephew, and it was his birthday, and so they were going to celebrate his birthday, and she went to pick up some shoes for him, and so she got the same size that he had always had. It never seemed as though his feet were, you know, growing. So, you know, she never needed to actually change the size. And it had been like a year, maybe 2 years. And so, you know, she got him shoes that year, this year. And when she put the shoes on his feet, she realized that his feet were they weren't flat. So she went back. She exchanged it. He was a size 11. She ended up bumping up the size to like a size 2. And so he wore the size 2. And it still seemed like they were too small. Or like he would outgrow them shortly. So she decided to up it once again. And so she went to 3. And at size 3, his feet were flat. And, you know, he was finally able to just stand nice and tall with flat feet. or, you know, that have the appearance of flat feet in the comfortable shoes. And instead of it looking balled up, I guess you can say, because it was too small and or crunched up. And so she realized that, you know, it was almost to the top of the shoe. And she thought to herself, you know, I'm going to get him another pair of shoes. And so she went to go get another pair. And so this was an additional bump up in size. So about this time he's wearing size 4. And so it fits perfectly with enough room for growing space. And, you know, I thought that that was so crazy, because it's the same with us. Like, we don't realize that we've outgrown that space until, you know, someone tries to put on a shoe that we can't fit. And we can't move around the way that we would like to, because our feet aren't flat. It's not comfortable within the shoe. Like, we're trying to squish our feet into something that we can't fit. And that's just the same with us. Like, we need to increase our size and continue to build our capacity. And the only way to build the capacity is to continue to push the limits, to go outside of the lines, to learn more things, adding knowledge to your knowledge bank within your brain, and just learning and having these experiences and lessons, so that we're able to move on to the next thing and recognize, like Ariel, that we're yearning for something more. And it's like, you start to yearn for something more, but then the timing and like everything works perfectly together. And before you know it, you start to walk into that next place. And then it starts all over again. But instead of starting at, you know, ground zero, you have this amount of knowledge that you can apply and continue to apply for future reference. But each step is very vital, and it's needed to be able to move forward. And these small little increments of information is needed, because if you just throw something at someone, you know, the information is not going to be retained. And, you know, even through the failures, we learn, we grow, we know what not to do. So I want to ask you guys, have you reached your time? Is your time up right now in the place that you're at? Do you need to think about, you know, moving to the next step? Do you need to research maybe the school that you're going to go to in order to build your knowledge? Do you need to look up YouTube videos, or wherever you get your resource? Do you need to look up these things to be able to move you to the next step? Because you really have to understand the timing of everything, understand God's timing, and that literally each step, each incremental lesson is needed for the next one. So don't leave before it's time. When it's time, you'll start having that desire, that yearning for something more. Because once again, it wasn't until I had that desire after learning all of that, that I was able to move on to the next phase of my life. So I hope you guys learned today, and until next time.